Good morning, everyone. The church is alive. And I absolutely am moved to hear that song, to sing over, to bless the nation, but also to see so many Christians all over the country from so many different streams of churches and backgrounds to come together to unite, to bless our nation. And I know that God has a plan in this time that I think it would do us a lot of good just to step back this morning. And really that's what I want to do to begin with, is to step back and zoom out to see the bigger picture for the UK and for the whole world, and really just to speak some prophetic direction, the way, the bigger picture that God is moving in our nation at this time. In times of trouble, you know, in times when things change, it's really important that we as a people can key in to what is God saying? What is God saying in the wider picture of what he is doing? And God has never stopped working. In this time, he's not working. He didn't send this virus. He didn't send this destruction. But he is using everything. And that's who he is. He takes evil and he can turn it for good. And I believe in this time he's doing that. And I just like to share something of our journey as a leadership over the last, since really the end of last year and the beginning of this one. The Lord has really been emphasizing a scripture that I mentioned a few weeks ago from Jeremiah chapter 6. It says, stand in the crossroads, ask for the way. And God speaks about he will reveal, if you ask for it, he will reveal the ancient path, the pathway for you to walk. And this is something that's really been on our heart as a leadership, that we wouldn't just go through this time just to get through it, but that we'd go through knowing his way in it and his way out of it. What is God doing and his direction in it? He's the good shepherd who leads his sheep into good pastures, but also into his way, his right way. And I personally received this word three times, twice on my own, once through another minister. But 2 weeks ago, I was on a Zoom call with a national leadership meeting of Kingdom Faith, but wider than Kingdom Faith. And a reverend started to speak about a dream that he'd had a year ago. And that dream was of a motorway where cars were going high speed down this motorway. And he said it was just the world and the church were just moving fast, moving fast, moving fast. And then suddenly in the dream, he saw that the road had come to an end, full stop. And he heard God speak, ask for the ancient path. Ask for which way to walk in. And he saw this footpath going off the motorway. No cars could go on. And in a sense, that's what's happened. The normality of the flow of life has been stopped. In every nation of the world, there has been an end to the plans and the direction and the flow of life. And to confirm this, Pastor Andrea also had a word. And I'm just going to speak out prophetically because I just want to show you that God has been speaking all the way through. And she had this vision of an airport departure board. How, you know, when you go to the airport, you're flying somewhere and you've got all these different destinations and different people going different places, doing different things. Some for business, some for pleasure, whatever, to see family. There's just all these destinations. And suddenly on this billboard, she had this a few months ago, cancelled, 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 cancelled. And to be honest, I believe that God has been trying to get our attention. And I would include myself in it, that he's been wanting to say something. And with his grace this morning, I want to communicate what God is saying about the pathway and the road on which we are going to travel. And it's interesting that it's on foot. It's not in a car. It's a walk. And often in the Bible, we read about how the Christian is called to walk. And in 1 John 2 verse 6, if you say you're in him, if you're a Christian, let him also walk as Jesus walked. So our walk is to pattern the walk of Jesus. We're here to follow the ancient path. He is the Ancient of Days. His word is eternal, and we can find his path as his spirit speaks and reveals his word. And it's a footpath. It's on foot. And the nation, during this lockdown, there's been a whole lot more walking. I've enjoyed seeing family and people out together, walking together. It's just been an increase of walking. And in my own life, I love to go for a walk. I really enjoy the refreshing. I love to pray as I go or think. And I need to exercise. And actually, during this lockdown, I've been more disciplined to get out for an hour a day to go, just simply go for a walk. And it struck me that Jesus walked everywhere. Everywhere he went, he walked miles. Every day he walked. He didn't come in a time where it was motorized. He didn't come when there were aeroplanes so that he could get somewhere quick. Everything he did was step by step, naturally speaking. He was walking on the earth. That's what Jesus did. He went walking every day. And I have seen something fresh that I believe God is speaking to us and to the whole church in this nation. And that's a bold statement, but I believe it with all of my heart. That wherever Jesus walked, he walked with purpose. Now, my purpose usually to go for a walk is exercise and refreshing in creation. To be honest, often I would choose a path where no one is, where you can't find people, because I like just the peace. I like to hear the birds and the refreshing of creation. But wherever Jesus went, he walked into the Father's purpose for him, which was always people. He was always reaching new people. In Mark's Gospel, when Jesus said, "The time has come, the kingdom is here, repent and believe," the next verses say he walked by the Sea of Galilee and saw Simon and Andrew working. They were working fishermen. And he spoke to them in his walk in such a way, he communicated to them that they left what they were doing and began to follow him. He walked through Jericho, and you know, the wealthy guy, the bad tax collector, the one who had been corrupt and stealing money off good people, he was up a tree looking for Jesus because he was short. And he was seeking Jesus, and Jesus walked through that place, I believe, simply to reach that one person who was ready, who was hungry, who was thirsty for God. And we can only know God through Jesus Christ. Jesus has come. He left, he made the greatest journey from heaven, and God became man. He took on the form of a servant and began to walk, a walk through Israel, through the streets, through the dusty towns and villages to reach people. And one walk that has really been emphasized over the last few weeks, I've been meditating on again and again, is the walk that Jesus took to Samaria. And you know the story that Jesus, he went through Samaria. And John chapter 4, you can look at it if you've got your Bibles, John chapter 4, verse 4, it says he needed to go through Samaria. Now, if you could think about Samaria in our terminology, it would be to be with a crowd that isn't the in crowd, to be with outsiders. Samaria was separate from the Jews. The Jews hated to go through Samaria because it was a hostile place. There was hostility between the two groups of people. And the Jews would walk the long way around to avoid going through Samaria. And I think sometimes, you know, in our walk, we've walked the long way round just to avoid actually walking in the way that Jesus walked. And that way was a long way. It took him, I believe it took more than 5 hours for him. And it was midday when he arrived at this well. And he sat down tired. The scripture says he was tired. and he was hot, and he was hungry, probably. And the disciples, you know the story, they went off to get food. But Jesus hadn't come there for any other reason but to reach one woman who simply had got to a phase and a stage in her life where she was ready to receive Jesus Christ as her Messiah, her Savior, her Lord. And Jesus went where the hunger was. Because God, when we walk, he will lead us to the hungry people. And Jesus was seeking someone, because he came, didn't he, to seek to save the lost. And this woman and he met in this place where kind of people went for water. In our culture, we don't drink out of wells, we drink out of our taps. So you could say it was like a shopping, it was like Sainsbury's or Asda or wherever. Somehow he was in a place where people normally went to find the basic things that they need in life. And you know, the glorious story is that Jesus spoke to her, opened a conversation with her about water. A simple conversation that led to a revelation. He spoke to her, because people can't be saved. Hungry people can't be saved without hearing the message about Jesus. And she believed. And then she walked back to the town she was from, the village she was from. She didn't know very much. She just knew that he told her everything about her life. And she said, come and meet him. Come and meet him. And you know, we've got to just declutter evangelism and say, whatever he's done in your life is enough to tell somebody to come. I want you to find out about Jesus. It's as simple as that. But what if Jesus hadn't walked there? That woman wouldn't have become a believer. And then, because of that one person and that one walk, Jesus stayed a few extra days there, and many believed, because they began to believe in him. They came to hear him and they began to believe in him. That's a walk with purpose. And I realize that God has needed to change my walk, and I believe he wants to change our walk as a church. And the way that he changes our walk is through hearing what he says. You know, there isn't anybody who I'm talking to probably doesn't know that part of our walk should be reaching people. But I think often the missing link in this all, or the missing part of it, is that we need to come to faith through hearing Jesus speak to us. And I'm going to speak his word, and I'd like you to receive it this morning as if he was speaking to you. Because you see, as disciples, the disciples had been with Jesus. They were walking with Jesus to Samaria. They didn't want to be there, but they were still willing to go. But they were clueless about the purpose. Just like me, when I go for a walk, I can be absolutely clueless that God's got another plan for my daily walk. As I simply go out for my exercise, God's got a plan. They were simply clueless. And they just wanted to get food and get home. And I think that's what that vision of the motorway speaks of, and the end of our plans. God is wanting to speak to his church so that we take stock and we ask, what's this path, this ancient path? And it's a walk out to reach somebody for Jesus. It's as simple as that. It's not a big band. It's not a huge ministry. It's simply people going for a walk, but with purpose. And so to change the disciples, their vision, their perspective, but I believe this is what's happened to me, to change their faith, Jesus speaks his word. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing his word. And if we don't have faith to reap a harvest of souls, it will be human effort. Because if we go because we should, go because we know that that's God's will for us, we can go without the power of God. And the key about faith is that it brings God's power into what you're doing, into his purpose and plan for us. And so these words have power to change your walk. They've changed my walk, and I'll share a little bit about that in a minute. They've changed Pastor Andrea's walk. There is something that God is doing, I believe, all over the nation, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's already doing it in many of you. But let's do this from hearing his word. Now, in verse 34, Jesus spoke to these disciples who were get it, grab it, go home. He spoke these words, and this is his word to us. Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." Interesting that he's saying there's a work that needs to be done, and she's part of my work. The world is part of my work, and that's really the essence of it. The will of God for us is that we're to finish his great plan of salvation, that he is bringing people into Christ in this time. Salvation. To be saved, repent and believe and follow Jesus. And in verse 35 he says, "Do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they're already white for harvest." Oh, what a joy. Lift up your eyes and see. The nation's ready. People are ready for Jesus. Wow, that's wonderful. "And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap for that for which you have not labored, others have labored, and you have entered their work." So Jesus has got these disciples, you know, a bit confused. I brought him food, and he's talking about food being his basic joy in life is to do the will of God. And I would say to you, as a Christian, it is actually what makes you tick. Because God's Spirit is in every born-again believer, and actually what makes you fulfilled and joyful is doing the will of your Father. And so the disciples suddenly get this, actually, call. It's a call. It's a call to stop looking at everything that needs to be done and get through this time. And it's to lift up your eyes, get a different vision. And maybe, just maybe, as Jesus said, lift up your eyes and look at the fields. Maybe, just maybe, he was seeing a village coming out to that well. And I love to think that the Lord had the joy of seeing that. Because there's a joy in harvest that matches nothing else. And actually he's seeing the joy of harvest in heaven. Everyone who's saved, there's more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. All the angels have a party. And the Father rejoices, the Son rejoices, the Spirit rejoices. And I believe it's a time of great joy, a time of harvest that we are entering into. Because the fields, the people are ready. That's what's happened in the nation. In the hard times, in the difficult times, I believe it's opened up and revealed the deepest cry of a human heart, which is to know God. And there is nothing, working life, relationships, money, whatever, ambition, political power, there is nothing that can satisfy the human heart but a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And so Jesus is saying, guys, I need you to look up a little bit further than your doner kebab and look out at the fields, because here they are. These are ready out there. And he says this, other people have worked for this. And I love to think that we've partnered, even with previous generations, there's been seed sown all the way through schools, universities, towns and villages and churches and Christians everywhere. There's been a lot of work gone on in the field. But Jesus says, this time has made and exposed needs in people that have made them ready. You see, the thing about the woman at the well is that she was on her sixth relationship. And let me tell you, somebody who is unfulfilled will keep going through one relationship after another after another, will keep going through one house after a car, after money, after things, after new jobs, after everything, because actually they need to come to a point where they say nothing is satisfying the deepest need of my life. And that's where the walk that Jesus walked and the conversation he had with her brought her heart to a completeness. You see, we are complete only in Christ Jesus through relationship with him. Forgiveness of sins, but then a new life, a new heart, and a new relationship with God. Then Jesus spoke these words, other people have worked, I'm reaping these, but I'm going to send you. I sent you to reap. I know some of you maybe were part of a prayer meeting that I was leading in the national prayer time. But I have meditated on this day and night. And faith has come. I sent you to reap. Can you hear those words? The Lord is speaking to every believer, children too. I'm sending you to win people, to reach people, to reap. If you're reaping a harvest, it's ready and it needs to be brought into the storehouse. Fruit needs picking. And Jesus says, I need harvesters. I need people who will go and bring in the harvest. I sent you to reap. You see, faith comes from hearing. That's a promise. It's changed my walk. It has changed my daily hour out walking. Literally, every day. I think there was one day when I didn't meet someone, but I had an important phone call that I needed to respond to. I work, like a lot of you, are working hard. But I think this added ingredient, this walking to reach someone, with purpose. It's changed me. And the thing is, I've had opportunities with people. I've shared some form of faith in Jesus. And it's unique for every single individual. I just ask questions. I say hello. I say it's warm, isn't it? I say, and I really do mean it, because actually it was love that walked 5 hours. God so loved that woman that he walked. And if God will do it, who am I not to? And we're interested, aren't we? We love people. If we love Jesus, we love the lost. Because Christ in us needs us to go. And it's his work. It's not our love, it's his. You see, beloved, the Holy Spirit is love, because God is love in us. And we can love them with his love. And so I asked them, how are you handling lockdown? How's life? How's the family? How's, you know, even, I've never met any of these people before. But I've had half a dozen in the last few days. People that on my walk, I don't talk to everybody, because not everybody stops, or not everybody's in a place to talk. But I'm looking for one. Just as Jesus went with that purpose, he was looking. He knew it wasn't a purposeless walk, and he knew it wouldn't be fruitless. And I think that's what that promise has done. It's given me faith, which is sure and certain, that I will reap. And people, you know, They're all different, like we all are. They're unique. And we've just got to get into their shoes a bit, into their who they are, and find out. And I mean, you can offer to pray for someone, but I've been able to just drop in just the words, the gospel. I've shared the gospel of Jesus with, I think, three people in the last week. But I've also sown a few seeds. And Pastor Andrea made me laugh yesterday. When I was sharing, I'd met this lady in the park. I stopped strategically under a tree because she was sitting on this park bench and wondered. I was praying, Lord, is this going to be a conversation that I could have? And I went, oh, it's hot, isn't it? And I spoke to her in such a way, because she was all about this generation need to learn hard work. And I said, yeah. I said, I believe in that. I believe we should all work. It's a biblical principle, and I believe that. I said, because you see, I'm a pastor, but I said, I spend most of my time telling people what they really need to know is that they can't work for their salvation, that it's a gift. And, she wasn't that interested. But I said, I just said, relationship, God came through Jesus to forgive us our sins and bring us to relationship. We can't earn that. It's a free gift, but we have to receive it. Can't work for that. And she wasn't particularly interested. But Pastor Andrew made me laugh. She said, it's a bit like a stone in someone's shoe when you're walking. As she walked away, and I believe with prayer and the seed that has been sown, she'll have to stop and have a look at that word. Hopefully it will be uncomfortable and unsettle her to a point where she actually finds out more about Jesus. You see, we're to help people along in their journey. But I don't believe that is the ultimate word that God is giving us as his church. And zoom back out, the church in the nation. And zoom back in, just to little old you and little old me. I believe God is saying that it's time that we walked with faith and purpose, praying as we go. Lord, I want to talk to somebody about you. But it's not just talking. I believe that there is faith that comes from hearing this word to reap. Reap is different to just witness. Witnessing is important, and it's something that we're all doing in our workplaces, doing whatever neighborhoods, doing whatever we're doing in our lives. But reaping is completely different. But faith has to come first, because without faith we can't please God, and without faith we won't see the power of the Holy Spirit on what we're doing. And so this is a promise that goes with a new way of walking. This is the ancient path, beloved, that God wants to restore in our walk and stop us on the motorway of life, just with our agendas. Everything has been cancelled, and there are new norms, there's new ways, but I think what God is saying through this, and I believe it with all of my heart, is that he is speaking about walking out into our world in love and in faith to reap. Finally, just sharing with you something else personal, and then we'll pray. I think this is probably the most important message that I've brought in this season. It's been wonderful to build you up, encourage your faith, but I believe this is the way, this is the prophetic direction that God has been getting our attention to come into. Finally, I think it was the day that I'd walked and not met anybody. And I was going up this footpath, and this hill was a bit steep. Makes you breathe a little heavier when you're not as fit as some of you are out there. And I stood at the bottom, and I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me, and he said, how long are you prepared to walk until you see? the person that you're going to reap. And I said, Lord, and I looked up this little path, the two trees at the top, and I knew there was a sty at the top. It's a common walk where people go where I live. I said, because I know they're there, I'll keep walking for miles. I'll walk for miles. And not necessarily on that day, but I see it, I'm going to keep going daily. I'm going out looking. And I think that's all part of faith. Faith means I don't go out once, and if I haven't reaped, then that's it. Sit down, glum at home, saying I'll leave it to everybody else. You see, faith changes how you walk. That even when you haven't seen the harvest yet, you are working and walking in faith because you know God has prepared someone out there. Currently, you don't know where they are, but just go for a walk. How easy is that? Just go for a walk. And I know some of you work early, come home late. I know some of you are in family situations where immense, you know, time demands on you. But it doesn't change God's will for all of us. You see, there is one will. There is one will for all his church. There isn't one church in the UK or in the whole world that isn't called to reap a harvest. And that's individual disciples. And how? Well, I can't live your life. But Jesus says, if you add your faith, come to faith in this. You know, Joshua came to faith because he meditated on the word day and night. And Jesus said to do it, that if you meditate and do it, you will make your way prosperous. Well, how about meditating on John 4:34-38 and come to faith and begin to do it? And beloved, you'll have the joy of harvest. You'll see someone turn and believe in Jesus Christ and receive him as their Lord, their Master, their Savior. Don't give up because it doesn't happen on the first day. I haven't reaped anybody in this season, but I'm walking until I will. And then from then on, I'll walk till I find somebody else. And I believe the motorways vision, this high speed destination, we're all flying here, we're going there, we're doing this. God's saying, I know, beloved, that you've been walking with me, but I want you to lift up your eyes. I want another dimension in your walk, and I want to change the purpose, the ultimate purpose of your life. Because the ultimate purpose of my coming to the earth was to seek and to save the lost. Church, we're here for this. And it's something we can do. We don't need a church building. I love worship times together. I miss gathering. And that will be restored. But in this season, God is wanting to get our attention. To renew, restore, but to bring us to faith that there is a harvest out there to reap. Let me pray. I wonder if you could stand where you are, and I'm going to pray for myself and for us as a whole church and anyone who tunes in to listen to this message online. Father, I thank you that you have given us your Son. Not just to save us, but to lead us through this life. And Lord, we want to walk as you walked. You went the distance, you came the distance to reach each one of us. Other people came the distance to bring the gospel to us. Other people in other generations have ploughed up and done so much so that we could be saved today. But Lord, I thank you for your word to us. I thank you that this is the ancient path, the on foot, that it brings it down to a relational one-on-one level, that we are called as your people with the love of God in our hearts and with faith in your promise that you send us to reap where others have labored. Thank you for people like the Samaritan woman, for people like Andrew and Peter, for people like Zacchaeus. Lord, they're out there ready. And I thank you for the willingness and the joy of just simply going for a walk, knowing that you will lead us to meet the right person, the one who is ripe and ready to receive the harvest. Thank you that on the way we'll make people aware of you and sow seeds too. But Lord, ultimately, now is the time to reap. The season has changed in our nation, Lord, for the benefit of a harvest of souls. And so, Lord, thank you for your prophetic direction. Thank you that we have heard your voice today. And thank you for a people who won't just hear it, but will walk in it. And so, Lord, we give you our lives as families, as working men and women, as people, children, who are living within the context of the life that we have. Thank you that you add to us, Lord, this faith and this walk to reach someone with what we know about you that is always going to be good news and bring them to faith in Jesus. For the glory of your name and for the one who died for all the world so that all the world could live. In Jesus' name. What a joy. We're going to experience the joy of harvest personally. And as a church, there's going to be a lot of fruit that comes out of this.